Our coverage on the infield at Drake Stadium continues. The weekend is now over and now officially official. The Class 3A state champions are with from Pella High School, and Kanan Dunham puts him over 100 points with his second place finish. First of all, Kanan, we talked about it just a few hours ago, how special this moment is. Not only team champions, but one of the most dominant performances in state history. How special is this weekend now that it's over?
No, it's great. This weekend went by in a blur. Ton of like just great moments. Super happy that I get to do this with the team. You know, they're what makes this fun. I love running with all the distance guys and being able to talk with the trainers after, or the sprinters and throwers afterwards. And would not wish to do it with any other team. This is great.
Well, and 2 second place finishes for you this weekend, 2 championships, some more special moments for you. You get to finish your career on top. How special is that? Just, you know, thinking back to where you were as a freshman back here with Chase and your first cross country meet, what's it like now to be here at the finish line?
Yeah, back in freshman year, I never would have pictured myself running these times. And even like being able to like, I don't know, like have a bunch of people to compete with me with, like if I were running these times, it's just crazy on how fast I was getting. And, you know, I love being here for it. And, I love watching just, all the other divisions and, just running with all these guys. It means a lot.
You grew up in this sport, and now here you are taking the next chapter. I know that we're here thinking about this championship and celebrating here in a minute, but how neat is it to have that perspective that this chapter is over? Obviously some bittersweet nature to that, but that you're also now launching into the next one.
Yeah, it is bittersweet. I love high school, man. I love this stadium, this crowd. It's amazing. There's just no atmosphere like it. But I'm also excited to run at Tulsa. I'm excited to be able to run with my new roommates and teammates. Obviously, I'm going to miss my current teammates, and it's going to be hard to leave them, as they were, you know, they've been my teammates since middle school and even before. So it's going to be, it's hard to move on, but I'm excited, and I'm ready to go to Tulsa.
And I know family's so important to you. It's your dad's birthday. I believe he was able to make it back here to Iowa after he had a big weekend. Your sister has one more year left, and I know you're going to leave her back, but just how special is it not only to celebrate with your team, but to be able to celebrate with your family and to celebrate with Joe?
Yeah, it's awesome. Got to give him a little birthday present with the 800, which is really nice. And, even getting second in this mile meant a lot. And, I'm just super thankful for him. He introduced me to the sport and just kind of, like, helped me get into it. Kind of handed the baton off to Cutler a little bit to coach me up. But, he means a lot to me. And, super thankful for him.
Well, and now it's a day of celebration. You get to graduate high school in a few hours, ride some fire trucks on the way in, and celebrate with a 100-point team victory. How special are these moments, and how much are you going to try and soak in these next couple hours?
Yeah, it's this next couple hours are going to be quite crazy. Graduation is going to be awesome, and I just can't wait to celebrate with the team. This has been a great experience for me. I'm super excited to go out with a win as a senior, and I'm super proud of the guys and for putting on all this work. And you know, we are in this, we put in the work, and just super proud of all of them.
The one and only Kanan Dunham here on the infield at Drake Stadium following a team championship. Kanan, it's been an awesome ride.
Thank you.